Hey there, I'm Amanda Marcotte, and this is How to Be a Badass-ish. The truth is, we're all badasses. We just forget, because we also forget that we're human, and sometimes we fall on our face.
Hey guys, it's Amanda. Wow, it's 2020. It's officially 2020. And tomorrow is my birthday, January 7th. I'm going to be 37 years old. Super excited about it. Every single year on my birthday, I celebrate. And I celebrate a lot. And I thought this was the perfect time to officially restart this podcast. Because one of the things that I celebrate every year on my birthday, no matter how old I am, is how far I've come in the last year. And the first episode of this podcast, when I initially came up with the how to be a badass-ish concept, I was going through some very interesting moments in my life. And I've had a lot of people recently ask me, why did you decide to keep that first episode up? It was so long ago, so much has happened. You stopped working with that charity, all kinds of things transitioned. And the reason that I kept it up is totally selfish reasons. It's to remind me exactly where I was before everything fell apart. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about today. And that's why I've decided to relaunch it today, is because we don't talk about our fails. We talk about them in this sort of ethereal essence, right? Like famous people will talk about their childhood that's so far detached from where they are now that it's not even reality anymore. Or you'll have those people who, I don't know, I'm kind of picking on random Instagram like influencers, not anyone specific, but they'll talk about how they were eating ramen every single day and they could barely make their ends meet and their spouses almost left them and on and on and on. And then they woke up one day and out of nowhere, they had a completely different life. And look at me now, 3 years later, right? I've got a book deal and I've got an Instagram following of 45 bajillion D people and I've got Lamborghinis and I've got a mansion and blah, 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 and all of these ridiculous things that the status is for an episode for another day. But last time I checked, and I'm not a mathematician, I'm definitely not an astrophysicist, and I just sort of understand quantum physics in the energy sense because I am a witch. I am a woman in total control of herself. Total interjection here, which stems from the old English word Wicca, which Wicca is defined as to heal. Just a little tidbit for y'all there. So yes, I am proudly a witch with all the energies and influences and everything. And that's why I understand quantum physics. But last time I checked, 24 hours is kind of a long time. A lot can happen in 24 hours. And 3 years is even longer than 24 hours. And because I'm so right-brained, and because I'm terrible at math, admittedly and openly, and I'm okay with that, I'm going to just say that's approximately 1,000 days, right? So 1,000 days times 24 hours is approximately 24,000 hours from that moment that person just magically woke up and their life was changed. Well, I believe that only really happens when models are discovered or somebody is voted in as the winner of The Voice or, I don't know, somebody had some epic car accident and suddenly couldn't walk or a death in the family. Those moments definitely happened, but I don't believe that the failure should be discounted when talking about business and about life and about learning and evolving and growing as humans. So the reason I left the very first episode that I've ever done for How to Be a Badass up and haven't done another one since right now is predominantly because I wanted to talk about how much I failed and how far I've come from that, because we do not celebrate the failures. And that sounds like an odd thing to say, but when you are watching a child learn to walk, and they take their first steps and totally eat it, and they just sort of crumble and they fall on their butt and they just kind of look at you like, well, I guess I can't walk. You cheer for them. You get so excited. You immediately get the mom voice. You're like, yay, you're walking, right? They barely took a step. And 9 times out of 10, you have to hold their hands. So you're basically like those little handlebars in physical therapy for a child learning to walk until they're confident enough and they have screwed up enough to actually do it themselves. That's the epiphany that I had this morning. And 2019 was all about appreciating the epic fails that I've had in my life. Shortly after I recorded that episode where I had a facade of being on cloud nine and feeling like on top of the world and like I had this family that had welcomed me in and I had a purpose and all of these things, very soon after, and here's the funny thing is I'm going to be honest with you. People do not like it when I tell my story, because even though it's my story to tell, I am always the villain in someone else's story. There's a little tidbit for you. You will always be the villain in someone else's story. That does not mean you should not talk about your side. That never should mean that you hold your story back. In fact, that should be the number one reason you tell your story, because history is written by the winner. History is written by the person who is the loudest and the most robust. You will never know what happened to the people that didn't win, that kept silent, that kept their story suppressed. That's why the Me Too movement was so empowering and so world-rocking, because all of a sudden the victims and the people from the other side of the story said, no, 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 you are not as wonderful of a person as you think you are. Now, I'm going to say here really quick, I do not believe for one second that these people are horrible people. I actually think they have amazing hearts and they are what they're trying to accomplish is amazing and phenomenal and needed, and they are wondrous in what they do. My story, unfortunately, is a different facet of that. So what happened is a couple weeks after I wrote this podcast where I felt suddenly welcomed in. I felt like I had a family. I felt like I had people that loved me for who I was and accepted me for all of my weirdness. A few weeks later, I'm on the phone with the owner and she says to me, you need to bow out. We've decided that you no longer should be a part of this charity at all. And I was really sideswiped because the phone call came immediately after I had finished all of the things that I had signed up for. They had a new brand, they had a new website, they had a new system to onboard all of their people. They had a whole new series of posters and flyers and social media posts. I had gotten them sponsors. I had gotten them connected with all of these different people. I had supported the owner in not quitting what she was doing probably 6 times. In that short time that I was there. And like I said, I felt like I was a part of their family. I felt very much welcomed in and loved. So when I was told to leave, I remember going out onto my porch and ugly crying for 3 hours. I cried so violently that I actually threw up multiple times. I couldn't help it. It was a visceral reaction. And I think the biggest part, the ugliest part, is that I was asked to cancel the contract that I initially had set up to provide all of this work, so they never had to pay me. And I realized that what I had felt and what I thought was happening was a complete facade. That's a pretty big failure. That's a pretty big thing to realize, that you are not actually as important as you assumed you were, right? So fast forward a few more weeks and I've kind of come to peace with it. And I'm kind of like, okay, well, I mean, I guess I'll just pick my life back up and continue on and keep doing clients. And at the time, I had a graphic and web design business. And for four solid months, I had worked with this charity under the assumption that as sponsorships will come in, I would not just be paid from the contractor standpoint, but I would actually be paid as an integral part of the main core team. And when that kind of shattered, what happened in the next few weeks was really the catalyst for what happened in 2019. On my birthday last year, in 2019, I got a letter from my son's preschool saying that he had been expelled. And the reason that my five-year-old son had been expelled from the school is because they could no longer work with us in our financial situation. Because even though I had been working about 60 hours a week for four months straight, I was not paid anything. And I was at such a low point in my life that connecting with these people and feeling important to them, logically, for some reason, was enough of a payment to me. It didn't matter that it was kind of destroying my marriage. It was destroying my relationship with my son. I was putting our family in jeopardy. All kinds of bad shit was going down. And so when I got this letter, I ugly cried again. And I cried so hard that I threw up. Oh my God, what had I done? How stupid could I be that I would give everything to these people and not only not get reciprocation, but actually truly put my family in jeopardy? So fast forward a few more weeks and I decided, you know what? I'm going to go down and I'm going to go on a retreat with my childhood best friend. We're going to reignite this whole business. We're going to start it from scratch. I'm going to have a partner. It's going to be amazing. And then I get a random email from a pretty large networking group of women whose entire purpose and entire motto, I guess is the word I'm looking for, is to empower women and lift women up. Well, I can be honest with you. There has not been many times in my life to reflect how much I needed uplifting than last year around my birthday. I seriously needed some sisterhood. I seriously needed some help from someone. I was throwing out lifeline after lifeline and just getting nothing back, right? I felt like I was dying. And this networking group sent me an email out of the blue that said that I had been blacklisted from the group. I'd been blacklisted. I was no longer welcome. So in a matter of a couple of weeks, I was thrown out on my ass from a charity that I had given 60 hours a week to for four solid months, putting my family in jeopardy. I was thrown out on my ass from a networking group that I had also donated a lot of free work to and never actually got a lot of reciprocation back from them either. And my son had been expelled because the funds were not there. Like, it was bad. It was bad. And I laugh about it now because what happened with those moments is why I am so fucking amazing today. And I am actually unbelievably grateful to all of these people for releasing me. I lovingly call it when the universe roundhouse kicked me to the face, because we all have these thoughts. We all have these, you know, maybe I should change my career. Maybe I should close my business. Maybe I should switch and go to a different city. And then we suppress them and we ignore them because we go, oh, no, that's so dangerous. That's so insecure. That's so unsteady. Where would I go? What would I do? That's the best part, when you let go or when you are forced to let go, you have two choices. The first one is, do I crawl into a hole and die, which I have done many times over my lifetime. I have chosen to crawl into a hole and become a hermit and kind of disintegrate, right? And for a long time, I used to even say things happened because God hated me. I was that far gone. Or I could choose another path, which is what I did in 2019. I decided I was going to just go with it. So I go on this retreat, even though all of this stuff had just happened. I still go on this retreat with my childhood best friend for 3 solid days. The entire objective was to turn on my INTJ, my Capricorn sun, my high D, my type A personality, all of those elements to really dig in and get the systems and relaunch this business. And what happened is for 3 solid days, we basically meditated and we tapped out and we talked and we connected. And I'll be honest, we got a little stoned and just kind of hung out and decompressed and released all of this tension. And all of a sudden, something was happening inside of me that was very odd. I was very much at peace with everything going away. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know where I was going, but I knew everything was okay. So I come home and I try as I might, I tried really hard for approximately 2 weeks to follow through with a plan, relaunch a strong design, relaunch my graphic design business with a new partner. And finally on Valentine's Day, I called her and I said, I can't do it. I need to close it. I need to close everything down. I need to step back and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know it's not this. And she was really mad because she had put a lot of time invested into it. So justifiably, she was angry. And the next thing that I did, no shit, I really did this. I wrote a thank you note to all these people that I had felt had kind of tossed me to the wolves and abandoned me when I really, really, really needed people. And the reason I sent them a thank you note is because that roundhouse kick to the face from the universe came through them throwing me out on my ass. That sounds odd, but what happened is when I finally let go and I finally stepped back and I said, I don't actually want to be the IT director for a charity. I don't actually want to do my graphic design business anymore. I'm miserable. I'm absolutely miserable. I miss my family. I'm tired all the time. I'm cranky. My husband and I almost never had sex, let alone go on dates. I had no patience with my son. I didn't want to talk to humans. I was forced to do everything. I was over 200 pounds. I was grossly unhealthy. I hated my body. I hated my mindset. I was fucking miserable. So why on earth would I keep going? Why would I keep pushing that? Why would I continue to do that? And it hit me like a ton of bricks that I just went, no, I don't want that anymore. And it was terrifying. And I don't know why I got the download to write thank you notes to all these people, but I did. I don't know how they took them. I don't know if they were insulted. I don't know if they thought that was some sort of like, revenge tactic. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The energy that I put out was thank you. Thank you for releasing me. Thank you for shoving me out of the way so that I could find my own path, so that I could actually be happy again, so that I could be healthy again, because I sure as shit wasn't doing a good job doing it by myself. So I sent, I don't know, probably 10 thank you notes to people. And it was always the same message. Thank you for releasing me. And trying to tap back into the energies of the goddess and the witchy ways that I had done so much in my youth when I actually felt very powerful and very connected to the earth. I did a little spell over them. I just said, this harm none. This is nothing but positive. This is a genuine thank you. and I hope they receive it that way. And I sent these handwritten thank you notes to all of these people and then started on my path. And what happened over the next, what would that be, 10 months, 11 months, was astounding. I lost 35 pounds. My skin actually cleared up for the first time in over a decade. I developed cystic acne a decade ago, and I realized that most of what had happened to my body was completely manifested because of the way I felt about myself. I started to do nothing. And I literally mean nothing. I will never forget the very first day when it was 80 degrees in Portland, and I was so excited that it was finally warm outside. And I just had on a little nightshirt, like a sleep shirt, pajama shirt, whatever. And I sat out on my balcony in the sunshine and did nothing. I did absolutely nothing for almost 6 hours. The first 2 hours was extremely hard. I kept thinking somebody had died and my phone was going to go off and I was missing it and I couldn't hear it. And I needed to have my phone by me. And that's also when I realized, holy crap, I have an addiction. I have an addiction to my phone. I have an addiction to Facebook. I have an addiction to technology. So I made the announcement that I was deleting Facebook. Well, I didn't delete it because my family's all connected and there's, you know, it's so convoluted. Facebook basically runs our lives, but I definitely wasn't going to be on it. And I disappeared. And fast forward probably 6 months from that time. And I had my sister-in-law come to visit and she just looks at me. She goes, "You look amazing." And I went, "Wait, thank you. Thank you so much." And she goes, no, you look amazing. And thank you. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say here. And she goes, "Well, from our perspective, 1 second, you have this graphic design business that you're trying to reset. You bring on a business partner and then that no longer happens. You announce that you're leaving Facebook and you're gone." And I went, "Okay." And she goes, "We weren't sure if you went off the deep end, if you had gone a total mental breakdown, if you had, like, if you and Jeremy were doing okay, if you had been checked into a psych ward, like, we had no idea. You just freaking disappeared." And I went, "Yeah." And it was amazing. It was amazing. I won't go into all of the details because I don't want this podcast to be, you know, 14 hours right now. And what I can say is those epic failures that happened, and those were failures. My graphic design business that I had for 10 years failed. I was not making money. I was not happy. I was not successful by American standards. I didn't even have time to spend time with the people that I was running a business for. Why do you start a business? So that you can spend more time with your loved ones. I was not only not spending time with them, I was spending less time with them than if I had just had a straight up 9-to-5 job. So when I stopped everything, I started meditating, I started releasing these things, I started listening to people like Kyle Cease and Victor Odo and Aaron Dotry off of Instagram and YouTube. And I started buying the Insight Timer on the App Store and just meditating. Guided meditation. I started going to my friend who is an acupuncturist, most amazing acupuncturist I've ever been to in my entire life. I started getting massages. I stopped apologizing when I would just exist or didn't want to do something. And now back to the beginning where I was talking about how people who are so successful talk about their failures and how overnight this all happened. I just woke up one day and it was fantastic. Well, yeah, I woke up one day and went, "I am grossly unhappy. I hate my life." But it took 10 months for me to really detox and really be okay with letting go of something I'd had for 10 years. It took 10 months of me working on myself and hiring energy coaches and that's a thing. It's legit quantum physics, okay? We are all made out of energy. Just go with it. Google it. I found energy coaches. I went to this event called Spark that it was total happenstance of how I even met the owner of Spark, and going to that ignited this epic fire in me. But I would not have been able to go to that event if I hadn't detoxed so much, if I hadn't let go, if I hadn't walked away, if I hadn't released, if I hadn't just stopped, if I hadn't failed so awesomely. I know that if they hadn't thrown me out on my ass, I would still be doing the exact same thing that I'd been doing for 10 years. I would be miserable. I'd be 30 pounds heavier. I'd be over 200 pounds again. I definitely wouldn't have had an amazing anniversary party with my husband at 10 years on New Year's Eve. I wouldn't have spent the entire summer playing with my son and discovering what an amazing human he was. I never would have found my mentor. I never would have found my energy coach. I never would have started working with who I consider now to be one of my best friends, my acupuncturist. I wouldn't have reignited with a very dear friend of mine that was still connected with all of these groups that reached out to me because she realized that they were about to destroy my life, as though their mere actions hadn't already destroyed what was familiar to me. And I'm very thankful for all of it. I really am. I genuinely am. I'm thankful that they were so harsh in letting me go because I am not a subtle person. And even though my guides and the voices in the back of my head kept saying, you know, you probably should quit this business. Maybe you should leave. I was ignoring them the way a six-year-old ignores their mom. And I know this because I repeat myself probably 47 times a day with my six-year-old. So if the universe hadn't put into place these things where it was, frankly, so violent to me, I wouldn't have changed. I wouldn't have found my happy again. I wouldn't have gotten healthy again. I wouldn't have reconnected with the love of my life and my soulmate. And I wouldn't have discovered what a beautiful human being my six-year-old son was. And I definitely, definitely would not have had the strength to go back to my hometown willingly for the first time in over a decade. So we need to talk about our failures more. We need to be okay with failing more. We need to be okay talking about our stories in these moments like, yep, that happened. I totally failed the biology test. Well, I guess I'm not going to be a biologist. Well, they threw me out and I gave 480 hours to this charity. But you know what? They are able to help these amazing children feel empowered. Well, I guess I'm no longer part of that networking group. But you know what? It's okay because I didn't want to do graphic design anymore anyway. I was hating what I was doing. So if we can stop looking at failures like there's something awful and start looking at failures as these amazing lessons and start figuring out where that path is leading us and what we need to learn from those things, I'm pretty sure everybody will be a lot happier and everybody will be better off. And that's what we need. We need that. So, in the words of my wonderful, amazing friend, when a drop of dew falls from a leaf, and that leaf is very close to the pond because it hasn't grown, it's in the shallow end, maybe it's scared to actually grow big, those ripples don't actually go very far. That drop comes down, and it's maybe one or two ripples. It's a very intimate thing. But the stronger that plant grows and the bigger that plant grows and the more powerful that plant becomes, that dewdrop will actually drop from a much higher point, a higher vibration. And when it drops into the water, those ripples go all the way out to the edge of the pond. So maybe, just maybe for 2020, don't worry about it being your best year ever. Or the ridiculous 2020 vision that literally every single person and marketing company on the planet has talked about. It's only day six of 2020, and already the 2020 vision is old. Maybe instead of it being your best year ever, how about you focus on what you learn when you fail and how you can grow from those failures and how strong you can become by letting go of those failures. And that is how to be a badass. Thank you guys so very much for joining me today and for listening. If you loved this episode or hated it, I would love to hear your feedback. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at howtobeabadass-ish. And I look forward to talking with you guys again soon. Have a wonderful day.